I'd like to wait
miles around back.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fixing up life.
You are inside my fix-it-up life with my fix-it-up husband, Mark.
And my fix-it-up wife, Teresa.
And we are at the National Hardware Show.
Inside the Hyde Tools booth.
And we are having a good time here in Las Vegas.
We are having a great time in Las Vegas. I haven't seen much of Las Vegas.
You haven't?
No.
No?
But I have seen much of our guest who's joining us right now, and we're having technical difficulties because he can't hear us.
No, he can't hear us. He wants the volume to go all the
there
way up.
There you go. Now I can hear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, help the deaf old guy. Thank you. Oh, Teresa, how are you?
Hi, Ed Begley Jr. How are you?
Very good, Teresa. Thank you, Mark.
You know, I was excited to hear that you were going to be here because we had the pleasure of talking to you a few weeks ago.
Yes.
On the phone. But you are here representing composting toilets.
Right.
Now, I haven't gone by and checked them out yet. And waterless toilets, too.
Some can be waterless. There's uh-huh. some that don't have to have a water hookup. But okay. the idea is if you have a cabin, you have a vacation home, you may have a place in a basement, even though you have sewer service to your house. It can cost a lot of money. It can be quite problematic to deal with your waste. And this is a way to do that. Cabin, basement, lots of different applications. You have a septic system that's stressed out, that's not
right.
working well. You can take a lot of the heat off that, if you will. And when you're done composting this waste, it's rendered inert. You can put it out in the garden.
Out in the garden.
Out in the garden.
Now, that blows my mind.
Is that kind of a what's past is prologue kind of thing? Isn't that the way it used to be treated years ago?
Yeah, you're mimicking nature the way nature breaks it down. I would add a bit of caution here. I wouldn't put it on food crops, you know, just to be doubly safe.
Sure.
You know, I'd put it on ornamentals, but I would put it out in the yard in any ornamentals. You can put it in the trash out in your yard, and it's fine. It does not smell. It's odorless in the process of running the toilet because it has a separate unit outside, or there's one that's totally contained that does not smell even with the self-contained unit. And it's a great way to go because at some point you're either paying someone to deal with your waste, you're dealing with it yourself with an outhouse or a septic system if you're in a cabin.
Right.
And again, the cost savings, if you have a basement situation, you got to do sewage and pump it up, you know, the plumber's going to charge you a lot of money. There's many applications where it makes economic sense.
Now, what is the name? We haven't said the name of the product yet.
Santerra Green is the retail product that we're pushing here for the people, you know, like Lowe's and others that would buy it.
Okay.
And then there's Envirolet, which is the way a Sancor or Envirolet, like an environmental toilet, Envirolet,
okay.
that is out there that you can buy online and elsewhere.
Out of my mind. I'm going to have to go check that
check
out.
Check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to stop by later today.
And once again, it makes environmentalism as a cause makes economic sense.
Which is what I've been doing since 1970. I didn't buy expensive solar panels in 1970. You know, I didn't have the money for that. I couldn't afford that. I didn't get into debt buying things I couldn't afford. I did all the cheap and easy stuff. I saved money. I kept moving up the ladder till 20 years later, two decades later, Mark, is when I bought solar, and because I did it in a cost-effective, environmentally responsible way.
And you are a true inspiration for
You're
everyone.
Very kind.
I mean, seriously, you know, when people think about trying to live a green lifestyle, trying to be, trying to care about the environment, trying to figure out what they should do in their homes. You're who everyone comes, like, it's what, you're like the, what is
when
it?
When we get tired, sometimes we can't complete an actual sentence.
You complete it for me.
So we just stammer a lot.
No, what is my sentence? Complete me. My husband?
I don't know, because I had to complete it with a joke. I couldn't get all the way there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a joke is a nice way of completing a wife's thought, I'd have to say.
Don't answer this question if you don't want to. Because I don't like lame questions.
Okay.
But if there's a top three or top five things that people can do to make it happen
yes.
now, do you have such a list?
Absolutely.
Like
It's a different list than I started with in 1970 because there's a lot more choice now. Now you can go into store, buy energy-efficient light bulbs in any hardware store. Right there. Start there. Energy-saving thermostat. They did not have that with a computer chip and a thermostat to save money, wake and sleep, leave and return modes, you know, summer, winter, lots of savings. Electricity, natural gas, savings, dollars in your pocket. So energy-saving light bulbs, energy-saving thermostat. Weather stripping around your doors and windows. In the old days, you had to get a little carpet tack hammer and tack it in. Now just the adhesive strip, put it up. Right there, there's three big ones right away. People will save money instantly.
Wow. You can't argue with that. I mean, no matter what your political views are, what you think about global warming, you can't argue with saving money.
No, for the people that don't believe in climate change, I say, hey, look, let's do something for the following reason. Let's clean up the air in Houston where you live or Bakersfield or Los Angeles, dirty air there. Let's lessen our dependence on foreign oil. That's a good thing for our national security, many other reasons. And let's put money in our pockets. How about those three? People say, well, yeah, let's do that. I said, okay, by the way, without wanting to, you bought yourself an insurance policy in case those scientists are correct about climate change. But let's just concentrate dirty air, foreign oil, money in your pocket. Let's do those three.
You know,
eminently reasonable on top of being a highly successful achieving actor, on top of being literally a historically eminent and relevant figure in your own lifetime. So what's it like to be a Renaissance man? Plus, you can ride your bike like 300
miles. I'm going to get my cell phone out. You got to call Rochelle. You got to tell her something about it. I'm not buying any of it, but maybe she will. This is great. Thank you. You made my day. Mark.
We'll send this interview to her.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Send it to her. I'm going to make her listen to it in her sleep. I'm going to
put it on a loop.
Thank you.
But it is true. And you're in fantastic shape as well.
Well, I'm 61. I'm in good shape because of another thing that's good for the environment, bike riding when weather and fitness permit. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good way to get around. I don't belong to a gym because the world is my gym. You know, I live in the San Fernando Valley right up to Mulholland nearly every morning and go up there and ride around Franklin Canyon Lake and back home. That's my morning ritual.
How long's that?
It's 48 minutes from my house there. It's an easy, you know, it's quite a steep hill. It's like, you know, Lombard Street in San Francisco or something. It's a very steep hill.
Oh, really?
But you go up that, you really kind of wake up, your legs wake up, and your body wakes up, and you have a good ride. Then coming back down, you get a free ride back down, and it's a good way to go. And I ride for transportation, too. I ride with my daughter to take her to school in the morning, you know, just 2 miles there and 2 miles back.
So she rides to school.
She rides to school.
Oh,
she's 11.
That is good.
So it's good for her. She's getting a 4-mile ride guaranteed every day. I'm getting 8 miles because I drop her off, then I got to ride back home. Then I got to go and pick her up again. So I get another 4 miles to complete her for. So
now,
I get
do
eight.
Other kids awesome. Ride their bikes to school like she does?
No other kid at school that I've seen yet mm-hmm. rides their bike to school.
That's unfortunate.
When I was that age, I rode my bike to school.
Me too.
When I was 30, I rode my bike to work. I mean.
Me too.
My school is a half hour drive from my house. So.
Did you ride your bike here to Las Vegas from LA?
I did not. I wish I had had the time. I would have. But I had a work in LA just before, and I got to get right back to work again tomorrow morning. But I did come in a Prius. There's an option. You know, I drive my electric car around LA when I'm not on my bike or on public transportation or walking. But then to go long distances like Vegas, 270 miles or whatever it is from my door, I took the Prius. It was $20-some-odd dollars in fuel, like $23 in fuel.
Really?
You can't get a Greyhound ticket for that from L.A. to here.
27?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't even...
$25 for 270 miles. And it's not bad. It's a good price to get to Vegas.
That would cost us $300 in gas.
Now, the girl in me has to ask, what shows are you working on right now? Where can we see you on TV?
I just did a pilot for NBC, and I'll find out this week if it's picked up. I did a show called Chaos for CBS. I did an episode of Off the Map that was on recently. I have a movie coming out called What's Your Number with Anna Faris coming out in October. So I'm busy. I've been pretty busy.
That's great. And we were talking, and I know you don't like it when I say this, but we were talking before we got set up.
Yes.
Because you were setting up the internet and all the other stuff that's happening on Ustream right here.
It is.
We're out to the whole globe.
Oh, you know what?
Fantastic.
World.
Are you okay with crowds?
Oh, yes. I love it. That's very good. Look at us live streaming there.
Look at us.
But we were talking about...
Aren't we a handsome group of people?
You're a very handsome couple, I'll say that much.
And then we have handsome Tim behind us who's playing music for us.
He's very good.
He is.
What's his name again?
Tim Williams.
Joe Smith.
You're fantastic, Tim Williams.
Thank you, Ed.
Really good. Wow. I was blown. Oh, a guy with a guitar. That'll be some nice lead-in music.
No,
he's a rock star.
Yes.
He's very good.
He not only looks good, but he sounds good, too.
He sounds great.
Uh-huh. And he's a nice man.
Yes, he is.
All very important qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much.
Yes.
We're not letting you go. Whatever. I don't care how long is left in this interview or where you have to go.
Okay.
Enjoying this too much.
I could stay a few minutes.
Because we were talking about... I'm kidding. Stay. We were talking about acting. We were talking about what makes a story good. We're talking about 12-inch, not 10-inch, 12-inch table saws.
Yes.
Because you're a fix-it-up guy.
I am. I'm a handy kind of guy in some areas. I'm not great with plumbing, but everything else I'm pretty good.
Really? So what projects have you do you want to do? What's your next project?
Well, let me first relive the past, my glory days of carpentry. Yeah, I built my dining room table, a nice dining room table, a very long and nice table.
Now, is that the dining room table we saw on your
show? On the show,
Living with Ed.
I built that table.
Okay.
I built a very nice...
That's beautiful.
Thank you. A nice chest of drawers with dovetail joints. I have a Lee dovetailed jig, so right there.
Lee Valley?
L-E-I-G-H.
L-E-I. That's the second tool you said. I thought it was another one.
I have an ink bandsaw, a nice bandsaw still.
Really?
I still have my old, very high-end Craftsman drill press. I had to give away my Luna 12-inch table saw jointer planer combo because I ran out of space. But one day again, I'm going to have another table saw and jointer planer combo. In my new home, I'm building a Lead Platinum green home right now. And when that's done, I'll have room for tools again.
Now, your wife said, we talked to her about a year ago, that it was down the street from...
It's about three-quarters of a mile east of where we are right now. Yeah.
So down the street.
Yeah, down the street being...
Three-quarters
of a mile down the street.
Okay. Considering we're...
And across the river,
Platinum home right now.
The home that I'm in now will never be LEED Platinum because it's a 1936 energy-inefficient home.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never fit that square peg in that round hole, no matter how you sand it.
But as efficient as it possibly
could
be.
I took it as far as I could. Now we're going to show...
Now, who would buy your home? Like, I can't imagine... Like, that would be the coolest house in the world to buy, is your house.
There would probably be someone who wants to buy a home like that.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who wants low energy bills.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people like that out there. But we will move about a year from now when the new home is done and then sell the current home. Or maybe I'll be working so much I won't have to sell it. I'll keep it for one of my grown children or my 11-year-old when she is grown.
Oh, that's
you know,
so
just
nice.
Rent it out to somebody so another home in America has low energy bills and
that
is energy
sense.
Efficient.
That
now, I
sense.
Want to know all the products you're picking for your new home, but we don't have time to talk about every single thing. Because I'm just curious, you know, and where do you go to find all of the products for your new
house? I go to the hardware store in Las Vegas at the convention center. That's where I go for products. I check with my friends at My Fix It Up Life to find out.
Oh, you do? You go to MyFixItUpLife.com?
That's where I'm going from now on, starting today.
You should check out our son's blog. He's 2.5.
Great.
Yes, he has a lot to say about energy efficiency and everything.
That's great.
Oh,
we like that.
As soon as we go home and write it for him.
We write it for him. Yeah.
You got to help a little bit.
Well, you can nudge him along. Him along. We have a 10-year-old girl, too. She has
her own blog. She actually writes her own blog.
That's great.
Yeah. That is good.
I got an 11-year-old. Yep, she writes pretty good at this point.
Oh, that's good.
Totally blanked on my question. I only have about 500.
Only have about 20 seconds left.
I'm
so sorry to tell you this.
All right. I guess we're going to have to bid you adieu because we have to take a break.
We have to take a break.
And thank you, Mark. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you so much. And we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Mm-hmm.